This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Sure, Ken Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. You three gentlemen will be competing today, and I offer you three categories. Today, we have the wonderful world of drugs. We have Animalized This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally, License to Spill, where you guess the substance that made the mess.
Oh, let's go back to Animalize This.
Firefighters in Madrid, Spain, they came to the rescue of an animal that somehow ended up stranded on the ledge of a building on the fifth floor of an apartment building. Now, firefighters responded to the building and discovered the animal was on the ledge outside of a closed window, which led to a vacant apartment. Now, the animal's origins and how it came to be stranded on the ledge, they were a mystery. But firefighters used treats to lure it to an already nearby balcony window where they were able to get control of it. Now, the animal was turned over to the Madrid Emergency Veterinary Service for care while authorities try to locate the animal's owner. Now, the question is, what was the animal that was inexplicably on the fifth-story ledge of a building? Was it a monkey? Was it a cat? Was it a dog? Or was it a goat? So monkey, cat, dog, or goat, which one of these four animals was stranded on the ledge of a building?
I think a dog's got that skill. Goat, cat, and monkey do. So they can all get up there. And this is in Spain.
Yes.
I'll go monkey, Ted.
I mean, I kind of want it to be a goat because it's more fun.
I know they could get up there.
But I don't know. He specifically said they lured it with treats.
Yes.
That makes me think it's a dog.
A dog.
A dog.
Okay. Mike?
I think you guys are all missing the ball on this one. I think it's a goat all day.
Goat all day.
Inexplicably up there on that fifth floor.
Fifth floor.
Can't get back down.
Hanging out in an apartment building.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a monkey, cat, dog, or goat? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Categories Animalize This on Profile This. To Spain we go, where an animal was stranded somehow on the fifth floor of an apartment building.
Yeah.
They tried to lure it down with treats. I guess eventually the thing came down.
Question is, was it a monkey, a cat, a dog, or a goat?
And that is the question that I pose to you, gentlemen. And let us start with D. Ted Smith. You went with Oh, the dog.
The dog. You lured him with treats.
Not a dog, Miles Montgomery. You went with a monkey.
A wow.
What? And, Mike, you said, man, you guys are missing it. It's got to be a goat.
I am not shocked. I am not shocked.
And they're great climbers.
They're fantastic climbers. Right.
Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Team.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choices today, you got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. Stephen Colbert. Tomlinson.
Taylor.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It is right through the title. These guys have teams of talented writers helping come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
DC Studios just announced they're working on two new Batman movies. And the next movie, the Batmobile goes up to a Cybertruck and asks, who did this to you?
Fallon. Colbert.
It's Fallon.
DC Studios just announced that they're working on two new Batman movies. Yeah, and the next movie, the Batmobile, goes up to a Cybertruck like, who did this to you?
A woman was arrested after she got caught filling up her ex-boyfriend's gas tank with Coke Zero and pre-sucked Skittles, which is odd, because the way she originally met her ex was pre-sucked Skittles.
He takes me. I hope it's you.
Yeah, that's it. She got a skill set there.
Yeah.
Usually I only really suck on the sour ones.
Yeah, great.
Get that sour taste, and then you chew them. Hooters is preparing to declare bankruptcy. Be sure to do a wellness check on your uncle today. It doesn't make sense because Hooters is actually the one restaurant that benefits from inflation.
Kimmel.
Colbert.
Tomlinson.
Hooters is preparing to declare bankruptcy. Oh. Be sure to do a wellness check on your uncle today. It doesn't make sense because Hooters is usually the one restaurant that benefits from inflation. But
for the first time in 50 years, the New York Yankees are allowing their players to grow well-groomed beards. If it doesn't get people fired up about baseball, I don't know what will.
Fallon.
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 For the first time in nearly 50 years, the New York Yankees are now allowing players to grow well-groomed beards. Man, if this doesn't get people fired up about baseball, I don't know what will.
The funny thing about that Hooters thing is I found out today there's two, like, versions of Hooters.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, the original one in Clearwater, and then there's other. So basically, if you live in Florida or Chicago area, your Hooters are fine. They're with the original.
Hear that, ladies?
Mm-hmm. Fine Hooters.
Right. And this often happens with restaurants, right? And then there's another LLC out of Georgia, which is all the franchisees. So I guess those are the ones that are in trouble. But the ones owned by the original LLC in Clearwater are still thriving. Okay. Which also makes sense. I remember the first time I went to Chicago, my brother and I just, I swear to God, we weren't planning on it. We were just kind of walking around. We didn't know where to go. So we went to a Hooters. And it was
great.
Why not?
Because you know what you're going to get.
Correct. Right. And then it just turned into a thing where almost every trip we took, we could find a Hooters, we would just go. Yeah. All right, let's see. Jon Stewart, remember, he's still hosting The Daily Show on Monday nights.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying this is kind of like in Django Unchained, right? There's a scene where Leonardo DiCaprio slams his hand so hard on the table, breaks glass, ends up with a bleeding hand.
Right.
Unplanned accident. He kept going with the scene without breaking character, so Tarantino left it in the movie. So last night, something similar happened to Jon Stewart. He's getting in a heated monologue of prescription drug prices, slams his mug. You could tell something wasn't right. So this is kind of both clips together of you could hear the audience react when he does it, and then you could hear the audience react again when he finally pulls up his hand and it's bleeding.
Because we've already paid for it with our subsidies. Hey. Come on.
I'll be going to the hospital soon. It's fine.
So he just kind of kept his hand underneath the desk. I watched the whole clip. And then later he comes back and there's like a big bandage on his finger. That's like, but you can just see the blood dripping. That's like, yeah, it's fine.
It's not good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, it's not shocking that happened. right? You got a coffee mug, you just slam it on a desk, like something's bound to get cut or break on you. This is kind of interesting. It's just a list of the highest average ticket price for every major sport, right? Now, basically, they're going to tell you what was the most expensive for every major sport out there, right? So, like, Major League Soccer, $690 for Messi versus Inter Milan.
Okay. All right, makes sense.
Or Inter Miami, right? In Los Angeles, right? It was LAFC. It's Messi. That makes sense, right? And that was in 2023. All right. Last year, 2024, for the NHL, it was $2,100 to get in to see the Rangers play the Panthers.
Damn. Stanley Cup.
Playoff game.
It was just a playoff.
Correct. Wasn't even Stanley Cup. Let's see. Major League Baseball, we got to go back to 2016 for the most expensive ticket.
Yankees, Red Sox.
Well, think about VD. Those people.
Oh, Cubs.
Game 7, it was almost $3,000 to get in there to watch the Cubs eventually beat the Indians. Or what are they now? The Guardians.
Guardians, yeah.
To see that. 2024 for the NBA. Games or NBA Finals, Game 5, Celtics, Mavs. About $2,200.
Wow.
Yeah.
But still so much cheaper than Super Bowl, man.
Oh, we'll get there. WNBA, it was $335 to see...
Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese, part 4.
Oh, yeah,
because now they were in the league.
I just knew she was... It had to be one of those games.
Well, look, so there's a lot of stuff now. Angel Reese got very popular, right? Mainly, like, she is a good basketball player, right? You know, her brother still plays for Maryland. And she started at Maryland. She's a Baltimore girl.
And what, Georgia Tech? Is that what she meant?
She went down to LSU, and they won that title, and she got famous for, I think was fine, was taunting Clark back, who had done it all year. And then it turned into this whole thing. So now they're both in the WNBA, and it's like, I see a lot of people really getting on Angel Reese now, as her jumper isn't as clean as Clark's, but it's like, Caitlin Clark is
she's a female.
Serious, right, yeah. Serious talent. So it's like, I don't think it makes Angel Reese any, like...
No.
Less better, but it's like, yeah, like they both helped each other, I think, bring that stage up.
Absolutely did.
You know?
Rivalry helps.
Now, college basketball, women's, it's funny, it was more expensive to go see your player last home game at Iowa.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Yeah, I remember last year.
But she's also the all-time leading scorer in NCAA basketball history.
Yes. In the women's game.
Yeah, so that, I mean, that's...
College basketball, the most expensive ticket was back in 2022. $5,300 to go see Coach K's final home game at Duke.
Also, all fairness aside, their gymnasium holds 40 people.
Cameron Indoor or Stadium is tiny, dude. So,
Gonzaga looks like an arena compared to that.
It is, which I think is kind of cool. They still play there.
Mm-hmm.
But also, yeah, I mean, right, the kids are right on the court. You can't get a ton of people in there. I mean, you compare that to, like, the Dean Dome. You know, just up the road in North Carolina. Yeah. So, let's see. College football. This year's national championship was almost $2,700.
And a terrible game.
Yeah. Now, NFL non-Super Bowl, the most expensive ticket, was this year. Divisional game, Commanders and Lions. It was almost $1,000.
In Detroit.
Oh, God.
In Detroit.
Yep. And
you don't expect to hear the most expensive ticket in Detroit.
And I was right there with him. I thought Detroit does a clean shot, at least to compete for the Super Bowl. And Washington went in there and beat their ass.
The Commanders just...
They dismantled them.
It was unbelievable.
And I don't think anybody saw it. You might say the Commanders could win, but you're like, by three. That was an ass-whipping.
And then this happens every year, but NFL 2024, the Chiefs and Niners, $12,000 to get into that Super Bowl.
$12,000?
$12,000.
Thousand. Jesus.
Yeah. It's just unbelievable.
Wow.
They just print money, man.
Wow.
Well, the other problem is, too, is that they will give a select amount of tickets to the teams going, but there's just so many corporations.
Oh, yeah, they buy them all up.
Buy them all up and everything. It's almost impossible to get in there. And I want to say, even like, I'm pretty sure Major League Baseball, the NBA, there's a couple sports where it's like, they have so much corporate sponsorship to like, I don't really need you in the stadium.
No, I mean, it's
good for the atmosphere and this and that, but it's like...
Yeah, they made their money.
Yeah. So tell me, we got our tickets for the Super Bowl on the computer, jumped on, got them through a secondary ticket broker. And I swear to you, to go in that, you had to go in a room, in a hotel, and get your stuff, get your packet, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was like crossing the border.
It was like coming back through, you know, from a foreign country and going,
oh, yeah.
and going through customs just to be able to hand you that ticket because you paid that much money for it. And it's like,
oh, I imagine.
We need to know.
We need to verify
know
who you are.
This is you. Like, all right, take your pants down. You know, like, I mean, full check. Right?
right.
Make sure you're the guy. It was pretty intense. Kind of weird.
Yeah, and that's just before everything starts showing up on your phone.
Right.
Now, I still, like, F1 was smooth, the one I went to one in Vegas.
Yeah.
Because it was just on your phone, and I told you, they're metal detectors. You don't have to take anything out of your pocket. You just walk through.
Mm-hmm.
But I do kind of wish I had a physical ticket that said, like, stub that you said, do, hey, yeah. I've been there.
I still have my Super Bowl ticket stub. And
I told you.
It's awesome. I don't do anything with it, but every once in a while, I just look at it. You kind of get the memory, but it, like to my kids, they're like, what is that? Is that a program? I'm like, that's a thing called a ticket stub. Because their world, everything's on the phone. They're like, what? So I have a box full of like old concerts and all that kind of thing. And it blows their mind. They're like,
the only ticket stubs I have are from the last few months. They're both at Climate Pledge, right? So one was the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Right.
But I was doing the stage announcement.
Right.
And then the other one was because my buddy Chad hooked us up with those good tickets to go see, because we got them from Shane Gillis. So same thing. Like,
right.
But those are the only two paper tickets I've had in years. You know, just because it was like, you got to go somewhere else inside the arena.
I mean, to me, that should be part of the cost of the ticket. Give me the ticket.
Or
that's
just
my one moment. Yeah. You can't guarantee that you're going to be able to afford T-shirts or whatever merchandise might be sold at any event, but like, the ticket stub matters.
It's almost like paying a bill. Do you want it electronically, or do you want the paper version sent to your house, or do you want both? Here's the deal. If I get this thing digitally, which I will, then the ticket that you give me paper is nothing more than a souvenir in the paper it's printed on. It does not work.
Right.
It does not scan in. It is just like the certificate that you get, you know, when you buy an authentic item or whatever the deal is. It's just for the memento.
Well, it seems like a lot of places, too, nowadays, you know, and I'm just parroting what you just said, right? You want to print the receipt or email the receipt? You go, email the receipt. But, you know, you could still print it if you want to. Like, you seems like you could do that with a ticket.
Right, just
like, I have the ticket, but just like, no, just, I want to print out, or I want
the printer
too, yeah.
Yeah, and you're right. It would be worthless and not work for
I mean, it's not going to scan in. It's just something that you have as a remembrance of the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you go to enough shows, sometimes, like, I just forget. I'm like, oh, damn, I was at that concert.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why I want the
comes
damn,
in handy.
Yes,
like,
that's
oh,
exactly
God,
why right. I want the stub. Because I've collected them my whole life up until now.
I should start asking people, what is my problem? Bars, I guess. Do you have a memento, like a coaster or something I can take so that Ted doesn't have to tell me that I have been there?
Well, dude, it used to be matchbooks.
You know what? That's
my
a good call, man.
My mom collected matchbooks forever. And it was kind of fun to go through them and see, like, what restaurant she had been to or whatever.
Well, I mean, especially if your parents went on a trip or something.
Yeah.
And, like, you guys stopped in so-and-so, Arizona. Yeah. And they had a story, you know?
Oh, my grandmother's got a whole drawer of matchsticks. So, last time I was at her place, my lighter ran out. I go in there. The matches I used were 55 years old.
Mm-hmm.
They still work fine. I used the whole book of matches.
Yeah. I would say I kind of do it with koozies.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's usually a cheaper item you can buy.
Like $5 to $10, maybe?
Yeah, they might be even 15, but like, you know what I mean? Like, I have a ton of koozies, but also it's fun to look because people are like, where'd you get this one? Like, I did it the other day. I have a second amendment, or 2A cowboy one, but it's from like New Mexico. And I looked at my buddy, I go, I don't know where the hell this one came from. I've never been to New Mexico. So, a strange one.
Yeah.
But some of them take you back, and then that's something you do with your cooler, right? You put stickers on there, wherever my cooler is, it's letting people know, like, first, oh, I've been around.
Yeah.
I've been here. I've been there. Have you
been there?
Cooler's
been everywhere.
Yeah. This cooler's been everywhere, man. And also, you know, it's a nice, well, used to be a Yeti. But, you know, just lets people know, Miles, I'm important.
Right. I've traveled. Well traveled. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Red Panda escapes from the zoo, then heads to the local hospital to get a checkup. Meanwhile, three men are stabbed in an all-night sex party.
Just in case you like it rough.
A woman is arrested for peeing on groceries, had videos of her doing it going back 4 years. If you're sitting next to a dead body on an airplane, surely they'll at least give you some free beers. And a missing high school graduation ring turns up 45 years later.
It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. We're going to New Hampshire, where a young woman's film career has met an abrupt end. Yeah. An anonymous Samaritan contacted authorities with a tip that the woman had uploaded a video that she had filmed onto an internet site featuring her tampering with groceries at a local grocery store. Police investigated and found their lead to be true as they turned up the video featuring the woman urinating on several products around the store. But it was far from her first time. You see, along with the damning evidence, they uncovered a stash of videos that had been uploaded, oh yes, dating back as long as 4 years from several stores and shops around the area. She was arrested and faces several charges.
Why would she upload it to a website?
I think there's people that like those videos.
Okay, but I also, mean, couldn't you just do it at home? Like, why go to the store and do it there?
It's dangerous.
Danger,
there,
man.
All right.
That's the fun of it.
You ever peed on produce at a grocery store? No, you have. Well, I can't answer that
for
you.
Do you know that?
I don't know that. Do you feel the danger of it, though?
You're right. It would be a thrill.
That's what I'm saying, man. That's
walking through the produce section, they missed him all the doggone time. Well, sometimes I got to go.
Yeah, that's a strange one.
That was very odd.
I could imagine doing it in bulk foods in those big barrels.
Oh, come on, man. Don't ruin the bulk.
Oh, like quinoa or something?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Just try to hydrate these beans. And that's last sounds a lot in Whole Foods.
In other news, more fun with the airlines. A couple aren't exactly dying to use Qatar Airlines anytime soon. See what I did there? They were on a flight from Melbourne to Venice to start a lovely vacation between the two of them when suddenly a woman exited the plane bathroom and quickly collapsed onto the floor. Crews did their best to revive the woman, but she ultimately passed due to whatever issues that she was suffering from. Not left with many options of what to do next, their eyes drew upon our happy vacationing couple. Mainly the two empty seats next to them in the four-seat row. And they asked if they could scooch over just a little bit. They obliged, and the wife was relocated to an empty seat in another row because she was disturbed. But the husband was unfortunately forced to spend the remainder of the flight next to the recently deceased passenger.
And did you read, like, they wanted to move her further up in the plane. I guess there's a place you can put them, but this particular woman that dropped dead was, we'll say, had a rotund carriage.
Indeed. Okay.
They could not move her big ass.
No, they could not.
That was the long and short of it. They're like, dude, we're not trying to put her here, but she, when you talk dead weight, quite literally.
Yeah.
And even when she was alive, she was heavy. So they put this big, giant, dead woman next to him.
What's more is that he was instructed by crews to remain in his seat. So his wife was able to move to an open seat.
Or
and they
what?
Said, no, man, you need to hang there, sit there. Even as they drew sheets off of the departed passenger for emergency crews upon landing. He just sat there, was a part of all that. The couple went to the media with their story and say that they still have not received any kind of compensation from the airline for the traumatic experience. However, Qatar Airlines released a statement saying that they were in the process of contacting all the affected passengers.
Well,
not the one that you sat next to a corpse.
Would you feel better if the dead person... I would almost feel better if they weren't covered in sheets.
Why?
I understand...
Man, I don't want to look at that the entire flight.
It's not that I want to look at the entire flight, but I can convince myself.
They're just sleeping.
Why would they look like they're... Like, I know they're dead, but I'm looking at them. They probably don't look dead, not that quick. But when you throw the giant ass sheet over it, it's like, there's no question about what is next to me.
Okay, also knowing you, Steve, you would not have sat next to that dead body the entire flight. Somebody's moving.
Yeah.
Get me out of this doggone row, man.
I want beer.
Hell yes.
Like, every drink is free when I ask for one, I want it delivered.
Damn right.
Because this big, fat, dead person is sitting next to me, man.
When engaging in a sex party, one doesn't really see violence coming in the near future, which is exactly what happened at a party in London. Police were called to a mansion that has a seedy history of lewd and lascivious behavior on reports of an all-out brawl that broke out. Folks invited to the party were engaging in some guilt-free sexual exploits, with some looking up the ante and brought some drugs to the party. Which is, this is where the argument is believed to have started, with something regarding the drugs that were brought and the dealers involved, such and such, we don't know. But what ultimately ended up happening is a fight broke out amongst the group, with one combatant arming himself with a knife and stabbing several people at the party. Don't know why, but that's how we shut it down. All were taken to the hospital, but with injuries that were not believed to be life-threatening, charges were handed out accordingly. There's a messed up party right there. But just in case those stories with the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Missouri, where a precious item was found. A local man was tending his garden when he happened upon something shiny in the soil. He uncovered and cleared it to review that it was actually a class ring for Omaha Northwest High School, class of 1978, along with the name Carrie Crocker inscribed on the inside of the ring. Wanting only to do the right thing, he contacted the school, which ultimately yielded no results, but when the story hit the news, the rightful owner caught sight of the thing that he had lost a long time ago. He now lives in Florida and was happy to be reunited with his ring. How it got from Omaha to Missouri, he's not positive, but he believes that the ring must have fallen into some of the soil that was at his parents' flower shop that he was working at.
Yeah, your fingers get fatter as you get older. You guys get that resized.
Get that resized right there. Can't be wearing those no more. Men's Room Sports are brought to you by the fine folks at Sports On What. You've got college and NBA basketball on tonight, as well as the Kraken. They're in action tonight against the St. Louis Blues. Fun fact, the KC Mavericks have a play-by-play announcer that was down there, and he finally got his big break. He has moved up to doing play-by-play for the NHL, and his first game is tonight, as he's moved up to the St. Louis Blues play-by-play announcer, so he is currently announcing against the Kraken over there in St. Louis.
And you said that KC team is like a farm team for
right.
the Kraken.
So the way that I believe it to go is that you have the Kraken, which is kind of your top dog NHL team. Below them, you have the Coachella Valley Firebirds, and then you have the KC Mavericks, which I believe are the next level down. Okay. If not, they're an adjacent team. So they're another one of our farm teams.
So his first big game he's going to call is against essentially the mothership of the team he had been calling.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. As far as your weather, it's getting a little chilly tonight, but it'll be dry. We're expecting an overcast sky with a low of 39 tonight. Tomorrow, we can expect partly cloudy skies and a high of 60 degrees.
Woot, woot.
We broke 60, boys, woot, and that's woot. It for headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less. The lovely Jolene is up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all up about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best, and for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.